This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The praying mantis will kill and eat hummingbirds. Is that true or false? It is absolutely true.
What?
You're telling absolutely me a stick of a creature?
Things are about to get ugly. That's going to leave a mark.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Hope you're doing well. I'm Tim Wildman with Jim Stanley. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, sir.
And J.J. Jasper.
Good morning.
How are you, J.J.?
I'm doing great.
All right, real quick, I'm sorry. I'm just going to interject here.
You interject, Jim.
I will, thanks. So how long before you start doing, I know you're doing a couple of pro-life banquets. How long before you start doing Valentine's banquets?
I already have a couple of Valentine banquets on the books. I've got 7 Pregnancy Resource Center banquets on the books, Illinois, Mississippi, Colorado. I can't remember where all
that. Well, that question was actually for Tim.
Oh. No. But I'm really, it's a real privilege to get to crisscross the country and speak at wild game suppers and Valentine banquets and Crisis Pregnancy Center annual fundraisers. It's a wonderful privilege, and I love to meet our AFR listeners. Thank you for asking
Amen.
About that.
Amen. JJJasper.com if you'd like to book JJ for your event.
Trivia Friday it is here on American Family Radio. By the way, I've been watching the LSU Tigers are visiting the White House today, and President Trump is honoring them as national champions. And looks like, to me, just on TV, most all the team is there.
Yeah.
I know Coach Ogeron, the head coach, and Coach Trump they're not tight, but they're
Coach Trump, they're
friends. And Mr. Trump, our president, and the first lady were at the national championship game in New Orleans
and got an amazing reception.
Right, that place erupted.
Yeah, not just USA, USA, but then they started to chant 4 more years, 4 more years.
It was a warm reception, to say the least. All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Here's how we play this game. Here's how we go to school, if you will. We're going to ask 3 questions each, and then we're going to ask you to call in and answer one of our trivia questions. I actually have riddles today. And you can also ask us a trivia question or ask us a riddle. How about that? Here's the phone number to reach us, and we have a 8-week waiting period between times on the air. So if you've been on the air with us in the last 8 weeks, please don't call, because we want to give as many new people an opportunity to be on the program as possible. Here's the phone number to reach us here at American Family Radio, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. And Jim, why don't you tell them how they can win a t-shirt?
Well, I'll be happy to do that. We have a t-shirt for you from Learning University. Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio, and you can answer correctly the mystery question, and you should hear this sound. Yes, if you hear that annoying sound.
That's a beloved
right
cowbell right there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sound. That's what I meant. Beloved.
Yeah, beloved,
not annoying.
Cowbell. Dear to your heart.
You'll be the winner of a Trivia Friday t-shirt. If you don't happen to win one today, but you'd like to order one, you can do so by going to afastore.net. afastore.net. They are $15 plus shipping and handling.
And we have 2 sizes available. Is that right? Or just one?
T-shirts?
I got one right here that won't fit any of us.
No. Most of these won't fit me.
They
have a variety of sizes for this t-shirt.
Okay. So if you want your Trivia Friday t-shirt, wear it proudly, then order it.
Look, there's one in the White House. Made you look, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, Jim. You did. AFAstore.net, right, Jim?
Yes, sir. AFAstore.net.
Or you can answer the mystery question, and we'll send you one for free. If you're watching on
And you don't even have to pay shipping and handling.
That's true.
For the free one.
Free. So, and you can watch the show on Facebook or YouTube. Live. We're going to be live streaming this morning. Facebook or YouTube, type in Today's Issues. Is that all the ground rules
here?
We ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go, Jim.
Which part of the banana is used to make banana oil? Which part of the banana is used to make banana oil? And because I'm a helper, got a multiple choice question for you.
Because you're what?
A helper. I like to help people. I'm a helper.
Are you a helper kind and good, Jim? That's my question.
Try to be.
Y'all don't know that song. That's a little children's song. Y'all don't even know it?
No,
I don't think so.
Helper kind of good, helper kind of good. You never heard that?
I missed that one.
Was that right after Puff the Magic Dragon?
We used that before.
Before.
Anyway, if you haven't heard that, that's what you use to motivate two-year-olds to three-year-olds to do to help out. You
know, gotcha.
You sing and affirm them with that song. Do that or get a spanking. So they, you know, usually
the spanking
usually
song?
They choose to sing.
All right.
Two ways to motivate people with, okay, two-year-olds. You can either, you know, get them to sing with you or you can
get them to cry.
Look to the backside. Go ahead, Jim.
Thank you, sir. I will. What American city produces most of the egg rolls sold in grocery stores in the United States? Is it Houston, Texas, New York, New York, San Francisco, California, or Los Angeles, California? Store-bought egg rolls. What city produces the most of them?
My wife and I were talking about that just the other night.
Were you?
At dinner, yeah.
Because you had one and you were, man, who made this?
Well, that presidential politics and that, top two topics right now in America. Have you seen this?
I missed that poll.
Egg rolls. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, and then lastly, I have a true and false in honor of Ed. In ancient times, people would make popcorn by heating sand in a fire and then stirring kernels of popcorn in the hot sand. Is that true or false?
Hmm. It sounds pretty primitive, doesn't it?
It does.
Here's what I've got. First question.
I like my popcorn gritty.
First question. What river makes up the border between Texas and Mexico? What river makes up the border between Texas and Mexico? Second question. Where would you find the una corda, sostenuto, and damper? Where would you find the una corda?
This is an algebra problem.
Sostenuto and damper. Where would you find these three things?
Sounds like Santa's reindeer.
And then third question, true or false. The Latin word impeach literally means to steal fruit from the tree. Is that true or false? The Latin word impeach literally means to steal fruit from the tree. True or false?
All right. How do you think anybody would know that? Would be my question.
On the true or false?
You got to know Latin, right?
A little bit of Latin, or maybe just impeach and thinking about a peach tree. Maybe tie those two together.
Impeach. All right. Here are my three. You ready?
Yes.
And y'all can mock them then.
We'll be happy to. All right.
Here are my three riddles. So get ready. Pay attention. What can run but never walks, has a mouth but never talks, has a head but never weeps, has a bed but never sleeps?
Wow, that's a good one.
An old Ford?
Go through that again. At first I was thinking pantyhose, but then I changed my answer about halfway through.
Yeah, right.
What runs?
All right, listen now. I'll say it one more time, then I got two more to give. What can run but never walks, has a mouth but never talks, has a head but never weeps, has a bed but never sleeps? Got it?
Got it.
Number two, what rock group has four men that don't sing?
I can name a bunch of them.
I'm not talking can't sing.
Is that Christian groups or secular?
I'm talking about what rock group has four men that don't sing?
Gotcha.
And finally, all right, this is a lengthy riddle.
Tell them teenagers to turn that music down. You call that music, it sounds like a bunch of noise to me.
All right, here's my third riddle. Ready? Ready or not, I guess I should say.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm sorry. We're ready. JJ and I were passing notes on the previous question.
We were saying if we think we know the answer.
All right. A window cleaner is cleaning a window on the 25th floor of a skyscraper. when suddenly he slips and falls. He has no safety equipment and no way to break his fall, and yet he is not hurt. How can this be?
See, I didn't know Superman cleaned windows on the side.
I know you don't pull on Superman's cape. I know that.
You don't spit into the wind.
Hey, can I tell you?
Go on with this. Did y'all get the question?
Say it again.
Okay. A window cleaner is cleaning a window on the 25th floor of a skyscraper when suddenly he slips and falls. He has no safety equipment and no way to break his fall. And yet, he is not hurt. How can this be? Got it?
Got it.
Okay.
The opposite of that, this window cleaner that fell and he was just busted up from stem to stern, and then he was filling out that paperwork. They came to his bed and asking all those questions. They said, occupation. He said, I used to be a window cleaner. And they said, when did you stop? He said, about the seventh floor.
Let's go, Jim.
All right, here we go. We are going to talk to Jesse, calling from Texas this morning. Jesse, hi, and welcome to Trivia Friday. Hello, Jesse.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi there. Hey, I would like to do both.
Hey, Jesse, where are you calling from?
Texas.
Okay, and you are how old?
8.
8 years old from Texas. Jesse calls in, and you want to ask, answer, or both?
I like to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I would like to do the...
Which one?
Hang on. The hummingbird one or whatever.
The hummingbird?
The hummingbird one.
I don't think we have a hummingbird question today.
I thought y'all did the first one.
Now, go ahead. Just ask us. What do you want to ask us? Go ahead. Fire away.
When was the first Dodge four-wheel drive truck introduced?
When was the first Dodge four-wheel truck introduced?
Weren't they an early maker of the Jeep? Weren't they one
of the... No, they caught the Jeep later on, AMC and the different... Willis was the first Jeep company, and then the AMC company took them on.
Are you going to say 60s?
I'm going to say 1959. 63, 64, there were some four-wheel drive, but I'm going to just guess and say 1959. Maybe they were one of the very first.
Okay, Jesse.
There we go.
1959.
That is... wrong. It is a 1946.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. What were they made for, Jesse? Do you know?
Do what?
What were they made for? Why did they make that back then? Wasn't it for use
in
the military?
I can answer that for you, Jesse. And Jim, it's called mud riding. No.
Keep from getting
stuck. I think back
in the
then they were
snow.
Made for industrial work.
Yeah.
But no, right. Yeah, but right. There was mud involved.
Yeah. Thanks, Jesse.
All
have
right.
A great weekend.
Take care.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
Bill from Tennessee, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, Bill, how are you? What part of Tennessee?
We're in the northern western corner near Reelfoot Lake.
Okay.
Beautiful part of the country right there, land between the lakes.
Is that near Murray State University?
We're a little bit to the south and west of Murray.
Yeah, yes. That's in Kentucky, obviously.
You're near Paris and down in that neck of the woods.
Yeah. Ooh, all right, Bill.
Honeymoon and Fisherman's Paradise.
Yes, sir.
Answer, ask, or both?
I'd like to do both.
Okay. Go ahead with your question.
And I'd like to honor Mr. Tim, with that window cleaner question.
Okay, here is my question. A window cleaner is cleaning a window on the 25th floor of a skyscraper when suddenly he slips and falls. He has no safety equipment, and he can't break his fall, and yet he is not hurt. How can this be, Bill?
Oh, that's very simple. This was Spider-Man's day job.
Oh, wow.
No.
Well, good try,
that
Bill.
Is one, that
nice.
Is
no, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Actually, the reason was He was standing on the inside of the window.
Yes.
There you nice, go. Bill. Yes. Well done.
Nice.
Yeah, did you get, did JJ and Jim, did y'all
Jim
know
got it. No, I didn't. Jim knew that.
Good,
one.
Bill. Good answer. Good thinking there, brother.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Sherlock Holmes would be proud.
Oh, I still like the Spider-Man answer a little better, but and I knew that wasn't right.
That'll keep me from having to repeat that question.
Hey, what's your question for us, Bill?
I'm exhausted.
All right. Just a little question. What are bees doing this time of year?
What are bees doing this time of year?
So,
yeah, honeybees. Kind of like, what are they doing?
Knee jerk, I would say hibernating, but I don't know.
Well, because they're in a cocoon.
I'll give you that. Basically, they're doing the same thing us humans are trying to do, and that's to stay warm.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't really go to sleep, but they'll cluster in the hive, and they'll form a ball, depending on the number of bees, anywhere from the size of a soft ball to a grapefruit to however many bees you've got.
It's not the time to
the queen.
Yeah, it's not the time to harvest honey. Is that what you're telling us?
Beg your pardon?
It's not the time to harvest honey. Is that what you're telling us?
No, sir. You want to leave that honey alone. They'll eat that through the winter in order to stay warm.
Right.
They actually burn the honey, and they keep the interior of that ball of bees around 92 degrees.
Wow.
In the coldest of winter.
Hey, Bill, sounds like you are a beekeeper.
Wow. Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, we have a short course tomorrow in University of Tennessee at Martin to attract new beekeepers.
Well, listen, you probably can't make these claims, but I'm going to do it for you. So I've always heard the importance of eating honey that's harvested right there in your general area from the clover and all of the wildflowers. My wife has asthma, and her brother have extreme allergies. They started taking local honey and using that, and the allergies almost completely went away. And some of the beekeepers will say, here are all these benefits to nature's oldest food, but they say we can't really say that it eliminates allergies and everything, but I can tell you that I saw it firsthand. So, you can't hardly do better than local honey.
And it's real good on a pork shoulder. You take and you smear it on that pork shoulder. You coat it with seasoning, and you put that puppy in a smoker.
There you go. Hey, a lot of good claims and a lot of good benefits for honey, isn't it, Bill?
Yes, JJ, and the key to that is you don't want to heat the honey. You'll destroy the enzymes and the pollen and things like that are in the honey that give you those benefits. So don't heat your honey in the microwave or anything like that if it should crystallize.
Oh, that's
good.
Put it
in warm water and just let it return back to the liquid state that way.
Great. Listen, keep up the good work. And we gave a shout out for some folks maybe that want to be beekeepers. And we need those bees for every reason to pollinate, all the food that we eat. Have a great weekend, Bill.
What, where is honey? Do they have farms?
They just have the wooden boxes. They'll have
hives.
I've seen those before. Right. But are those, I guess what I'm asking, do they have huge places that produce like mega farms?
I was going to say.
Or is it mostly just independent?
There may be some commercial farms that are like that. But I know in this area, we've got two or three beekeepers that produce a good bit of honey. There's a guy in New Albany that has a faith-based family business, and he does a really good job every year. And
so maybe the majority of honey in this country is made by folks like that.
Our family recently moved, and just a couple of days after we were in our new neighborhood, some folks knocked on the door, and the lady had homemade bread and a little jar of honey.
Nice.
And said, "Welcome to the neighborhood." Melanie said, "I feel like we've just stepped into a Hallmark movie." And she said, about the honey, you could tell, that it looked like it was, and she said, "Do you do this?" She said, "Yes." And she said, "Boy, our one daughter is so fascinated about everything." She said, "When you get ready to harvest that or whatever, because they said, come see us. We have a farm and cattle and bees and everything." So when she said she'd include our daughter, Casey James, it just thrilled her. So we're going to see how some of that's done, this spring.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions, fellas.
All right. Which part of the banana is used to make banana oil? And a multiple choice, what American city produces the most egg rolls sold in grocery stores in the United States? Is it Houston, Texas, mm-hmm. New York, New York, mm-hmm. San Francisco, California, or Los Angeles, California? And then, let's see, I had a third question unless I was so distracted earlier that, oh, here we go. What causes popcorn? Nope, that's not it. I do have a popcorn question. I'm sorry I lost my place. Cool. In ancient times, would popcorn be heated in sand in a fire and then stirred in kernels to prepare, to make it pop? Is that true or false? In ancient times, people would make popcorn by heating sand in a fire and stirring kernels of popcorn in the hot sand. True or false?
Here's what I've got. First question, what river makes up the border between Texas and Mexico? What river makes up the border between Texas and Mexico? Second question, una corda, sostenuto or sostenuto, and damper, where would you find these three?
I don't know, but Brent, hand him a tissue. I think he just sneezed.
Yeah. Una gata, davita. No, wait. Where would you find these three? Una corda, sostenuto, and damper. And then third question, true or false.
That preceded the Pinta.
The Santa Maria.
Santa Maria.
Was it the Pinta, the Ninja, and the Santa Maria?
Ninja? I think it was Shadrach, the Pinta, and the Abednego.
Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
So the third question is true or false. The Latin word impeach literally means to steal fruit from the tree. Is that true or false?
All right, here are my two riddles, and I'll add one. What can run but never walks, has a mouth but never talks, has a head but never weeps, has a bed but never sleeps? Everybody got that one?
Congressman.
Here's my second one. What rock group has four men that don't sing? All right, and I can't sing. We've already mentioned that. We could go through the list of rock groups that can't sing, groups that don't. These are what rock group has four men that don't sing, and then finally, what is black when you get it, red when you use it, and white when you are all through with it? So, what is black when you get it? Red when you use it, and white when you get all through with it. Everybody got that?
I know what is black and white and red all over. I heard that riddle as a kid. The newspaper. Black and white and red
all over.
R-E-A-D.
Yes.
Right.
Ah, okay. All right, we're going to take a short time out right here. We'll get back, and we will dive into calls from Danny in Texas, Scott in Virginia, and Scott in Arkansas, and you too. And here's your phone number to be on the air with us. If you haven't been on the air in the last 8 weeks on Trivia Friday, you are welcome to call in now. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. You're listening to American Family Radio. We shall return momentarily.
On the next Today's Issues.
We appreciate hearing from you. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net.
I pastor a small church, so I have to have a full-time job on the side. When I try to feed the flock, y'all feed me, and I thank God for y'all.
If you want to watch the show live, you can go to Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues, and you can also access the stories that we talk about.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
The Hand of Providence. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. That's what George Washington, the father of our country, called God's work in our country, the Hand of Providence. It is amazing and astounding, the stories that go on and on and on about how the Lord intervened to create the United States of America as a very special place on the globe. We're going to see all this history, as much as we can at least, in Jamestown, Yorktown, and Williamsburg. That's in Virginia. And then we're also going to Washington, D.C., and George Washington's Mount Vernon Estate. We're going to do this in June and September, and you can join us by finding out all the information at spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com, and we hope to see you then.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and folks, Liberty University believes a private Christian education should be affordable to everyone. That's great, right? It doesn't matter if you're from California or Maine or anywhere in between, you may qualify for up to $20,780 over 4 years through Liberty's Middle America Scholarship. For more information, text MAS to the number 839-858 today. Again, that's MAS to the number 839-858. A USA Today editorial condemned law-abiding gun owners who rushed to stop a madman inside the West Freeway Church of Christ. Elvia Diaz praised Jack Phillips, the church deacon who shot and killed the attacker, but she said she was very alarmed that many of the other church members were also armed. She said it was unfortunate. Unfortunate? The reality is that a good man with a gun stopped a bad man with a gun, period. Ms. Diaz said it was terrifying that we know nothing about those other law-abiding gun owners. Terrifying? Well, why is it terrifying that a group of responsible, law-abiding Christians stood up to an evil man inside their church? The greater concern is electing lawmakers like former Vice President Joe Biden, who want to disarm law-abiding Americans. Had Biden been in charge, no one in that church would have been armed except the attacker. Now that would have been truly terrifying. Be sure to download my new podcast, available right now at toddstarnes.com.
Speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman. Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands. And who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great Superman metropolitan newspaper.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen, for you baby boomers. Trip down memory lane. Superman, the TV show from, what was that, from 50s? 50s, that was.
I think 50s,
60s. 60s, yeah.
50s, 60s. Right. But that was black and white right there. I think that was the black and white intro.
Right, right.
Superman. You remember that?
I do.
It sounded like it. Yep. I mean, you know, there was no color to it.
All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio, and we thank you for calling and for participating. And if you want to send us an email, you can go to this address, comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. If you're just joining us, we will repeat our questions in a few minutes, but we did that just prior to going to break, so we're going to go back to
the phones.
To the phones. Who's up next, Jim?
Danny calling from Texas. Danny, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, brothers. How are y'all doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
We're blessed, Danny. How about you and yours?
Absolutely blessed. The Lord just gets better every day.
Amen. Amen. Hey, what part of Texas are you calling from?
Mm-hmm. Well, I live on the north side of Houston in Spring, but I'm out here driving my truck this morning.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I will try to do both, and I will hang my head in shame if I miss the question about the river between Texas and Mexico.
as well you should, Danny.
What river makes up the border between Texas and Mexico?
Well, it ain't the mighty Mississippi.
That was going to be my guess.
That we call the Rio Grande.
Rio Grande.
Yes, River Big. Yes, sir.
Danny, you got.
Yes, sir.
Danny, you got to stretch yourself a little bit more than that, right there. Being from Houston, you
got. Well, I was going to Tim, but the other fella got my window washer question there, and so I thought, okay. Well, I just fall back on the
low hanging fruit.
Now is it? Does the Rio Grande run, Danny? From where does it run? From where to where? Ocean dive.
Well, it would go into the Gulf at the end.
In Brownsville?
Yes. Okay. That should be about right. And it goes way up, actually. I was up in Colorado, and I believe it was there's a trickle of it up there. So I really don't know exactly where it starts, but it goes up a pretty good bit.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Colorado.
Not like the Mississippi or the Missouri or something like that, but it's a pretty good-sized river.
That's good. Hey, well,
although apparently it's pretty easy to cross it.
Right. Maybe that'll change. Hey, Danny, what's your question for us?
Well, I'm going to give you guys a Bible question, let's see. In Genesis, the 31st chapter of Genesis, Jacob went off to another land to find his wife, and he fell in love with Rebecca. And how long did he serve her father Laban for the right to marry her? And for a extra credit, can you tell me how long he served him totally?
Okay. He served him 14 years to get his right wife. He served 7 years, and then he got tricked and got the wrong one. He got Leah, and then he said, okay,
I'm stopping right there. It's me.
Well, that's
I'm gonna stop on that first 7 years.
Well, that's a wonderful love story, because he said those 7 years just seemed like nothing to be able to get his sweetheart. But then he got tricked. Then Uncle Laban, who was a
I said Rebecca. I actually meant Rachel. Forgive me.
Yes, Rachel. Well, he said, well, okay, you know, this way we do it here. You have to marry the oldest first. But he was making all that up. And then he was a used goat salesman before he was in on that deal. But anyway, he said, okay, if you can go ahead and have this other, my other daughter, but you have to serve me 7 more years. So 14 there, but then he wound up serving him for a long time after that. I'm not sure how long, when he did the whole striped goats and spotted goats, and he had to kind of take everybody and run off in the middle of the night. But I don't know what the total was there.
More than one.
That's pretty good. Actually, I would not have known it myself had I not just recently read it. But it was 20 years total.
20 years total.
He served. Seven for each girl, as you said, and 6 more years for the goats and all the other stuff.
And he spelled it out.
20 years he served over.
Hey, Danny, you know how you said you just read that? I know we're trying to get moving with this show, but you know how some of those verses pop off the page? I think it was the NIV, and I was reading it. And when he kind of took off, had to get out of Dodge in the middle of the night, and Laban caught up with him with all his men, and he gave him that little speech. I served you, and you moved the goalposts all these times. And he said, now you listen right here. I've about had enough of you. And when he really put it on him, one little spot in there jumped off the page. He said, you cheated me. You did this. You did this. You did this. And you would have cheated me a whole lot more if it hadn't been for that you feared God and feared my dad. And I thought, fathers, there you go. Mm. If it hadn't been for the fear of God and your fear of my father. And so I said, there you go. That's why you try to be the best dad you can be.
Okay, I got a question, fellas. Is it Laban?
Laban, Uncle Laban.
When did Laban cross the Rio Grande?
Oh, my God.
If you can answer that for me, I got a free bag of popcorn coming your way.
Hey, Danny.
Actually,
probably when he was fleeing Egypt, I would imagine.
Yeah.
He wanted to get a long way away.
Right. That's right.
Never to be found.
Yeah. Danny, actually, thanks for reading your Bible. Thanks for your prayers and support of AFR.
Appreciate it.
Tim, you were going to say something about the Rio Grande?
That was Danny, right?
Danny. Yep.
I just looked it up, and Danny is correct that the Rio Grande River actually starts in Colorado.
Wow.
And goes all the way down through New Mexico and begins what is the Texas-Mexico border, all the way down to Brownsville. I guess it's Brownsville at the bottom of the bottom of Texas.
Sounds right.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday.
Can you see that conversation between that man and his son? His child's out there playing in that little teeny tiny stream somewhere way up north, and he's stacking up some little rocks. He's, whoa, 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 you cut that out. You're going to stop barge traffic, you know, in Ohio River, about five states down.
Yeah. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
Scott calling from Virginia. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
I will attempt to do both, please.
All right, sir. Which one did you want to answer?
I think I'd like to try Tim's rock band question.
Oh, good. All right, Scott. By the way, where do you live in Virginia?
I live in Mechanicsville, Virginia, which is just north of Richmond.
Yep, know exactly. Been there several times. All right, here
Scott,
we go.
Scott, are your fellow citizens excited about the lawmakers in Virginia that want to take away the shooting ranges, outlaw shooting ranges?
Something about that,
sir. Uh-oh.
I can't say that they are. Many of the counties around are becoming sanctuary places for gun owners and whatnot.
And that's what I heard. That's bizarre to me.
Taking away gun ranges.
The lawmakers in Virginia want to outlaw gun ranges because they said that it's dangerous to have people learning how to shoot.
So they want gun owners with no training.
Right. Yeah, it's just lunacy, and it's bizarre.
Then they're going to start confiscating guns.
That's also in that language.
Okay.
But anyway, sorry to get off on that. Scott, I'm a big Second Amendment guy, and I was just amazed by what some of the Democrat lawmakers in your state are doing.
All right, here's the question that Scott wants to answer. What rock group has four men that don't sing, Scott?
Fortunately, I grew up out west in Wyoming, and I think the answer to your question is Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
Right.
Nice.
Yes. Well done.
Yes.
Jim knew
way
it.
Way to go.
I had no clue. He wrote Scott. That, slid that over to me.
Absolutely. Way to go. Scott, have you been there before?
Yes, sir. It's a fantastic place.
I want to go there.
You need to go see it.
You've seen it.
I've seen it. It's so awe-inspiring.
Now, where is it?
Indeed.
Where is it, Scott, in South Dakota?
It's just south of Rapid City, South Dakota, which is just across the border from Wyoming.
The Black Hills or the something hill. What is it?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. The Black Hills.
The Black Hills. Mm-hmm. Is it South Dakota or?
South Dakota.
Yeah. But it's just awesome.
So just out in the middle of nowhere, so to speak?
Right.
Okay.
But just like the Grand Canyon, some of those other things, it's bigger than you realize when you just get right there and look at it.
Yeah. All right, Scott, what's your question for us?
Well, I have a geographically related question for you in relation to that last riddle. What was the first national monument of the United States?
The first national park was Yellowstone, so are they calling that a monument? I'm going to say Yellowstone.
No, sure.
What do you guys say?
Wait, hold on just a minute. Is a national park a monument? Is that the same thing, or are you looking for something different?
I don't believe so.
That's not the answer. So you're asking us what the first national monument was?
Yes, sir.
So he's thinking... Then you're gonna say like St. Louis Arch or things like that maybe.
Scott, don't say anything. We're gonna talk amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, that would be it. Wouldn't be, like the arch,
right? But it's gonna go farther.
No, you're talking about
back towards.
I'm gonna guess that it is the something in Boston.
Or what about? Oh yeah. Hmm. Or what about Statue of Liberty?
Could be Independence. No, that was later. It could be Independence Hall in Philadelphia. But
let's go with one of those. What do you say, Jim?
I'm probably thinking too late.
I think it's the Rocky statue.
The Rocky.
Well, there you go. That's JJ.
Because so many people have run up those steps.
You got a shot.
And that's right in that general area.
What is it, Scott?
It's just a stone's throw away from Mount Rushmore. It's a place called the Devil's Tower.
Devil's Tower.
First national monument?
Yes.
What is its significance?
Google it and you'll see a picture of it and you'll see why. It's a pretty obscure rock formation that's unlike anything else. like a tower that just shoots up out of the ground.
What, they got a casino there now or something?
That was wrong.
What, huh?
That was wrong.
Good night. You're telling me that is the first national monument. I'm not questioning your integrity here. Is it Scott?
Scott.
I'm just saying, it seems to me a national monument is something that is significant to the country from early on, like something in Boston, for example, or something in Philadelphia. Anyway, but anyway, who knows? I'm going to look this up now. What's it called? The what now? The
Devil's Tower, established September 24th.
But it's called the Devil's Tower.
September 24th, 1906.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you because you're a great listener, Scott. But I just find that hard to believe that's the first national monument. But anyway, thank you, brother.
Thanks, Scott. Have a good weekend.
Well, we're continuing to talk to us, Scott, if you're ready, or did you want to ponder there a moment?
What does it say when you look it up there? Does it signify that that's the first national
monument? No, that was going to be my next question. It just talks about the monument itself, that it is a national monument.
Why is it a national monument again?
No, that part doesn't really say, and it's got some geological terms in there that I'm not familiar with, and I'm not going to make more of a fool of
myself. What geological terms are you familiar with,
Jim? Rock,
sediment,
sedimentary rock,
you know, gravel,
dirt. Like that dirt. You mix dirt with water and you get mud there, Tim.
I'm impressed.
Thanks.
You've probably seen the movie Joe Dirt, too.
Hey, you guys, you're talking about these monuments being out in the middle of nowhere. On the one hand, I'm really, really patriotic. On the other hand, I don't always trust the federal government. So they got Mount Rushmore out there in the middle of nowhere, all kinds of places to park and see this, and it's free, and, you know, it's just there.
Right.
It's been there. So then, just completely out of place, it's this big glass house, and they're charging for parking, and all these park rangers in there, and they've got this little sectioned off place. And it's real slick and fancy, and it's pretty expensive for parking. I said, now, what's this all about? They said, oh, yeah, that just popped up. And I was asking one of those people, you know, I didn't think you charge to see this. No, we don't, but we charge for parking. I said, well, why do you need to charge for parking? Well, we've got to pay these people in the booths here. We got to pay their salary. Well, like, you know, and you're like, wait, you came up with a charge to pay the people to take the money. You know, look at what you're doing here. And this, it was fine before you showed up.
Okay, I got a little. I got the backstory here. I think to the Devil's Tower. By the way, that is quite impressive. I went and looked at it. Is that also in South Dakota? Is that what he said? Anyway, it's just mountain
out of nowhere.
Mountain sticking up out of nowhere. I mean, like it was dropped from an alien ship or something like that. I'm not saying it was. I'm just saying it looks like it could have been. Here's what I have on this. It says in 1906, President Roosevelt signed the Antiquities Act. It was the first law to establish that archaeological sites on public lands are important public resources, according to the National Park Service. So, I guess who was our caller?
Scott.
Scott. That's what Scott was referring to. That's what he was talking about. So, the Devil's Tower in South Dakota. You're listening to Today's Issues. It's Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Have you
two been to Yellowstone?
I have
not.
You have?
I have been to Yellowstone.
Have you seen Old Faithful?
Yeah.
See, I'd like to see that. I'd like to go to Yellowstone and see Old Faithful.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
I had to go speak in, I think it was Idaho Falls one time. This is 20 years ago, and I rented a car and just drove up. It was about 2 hours away up there to Yellowstone.
Good for you.
It was a beautiful
to be that close
countryside there. And my dad, who founded this ministry, Don Wildman, he actually, when he was a teenager, worked at Yellowstone.
Wow.
For a summer.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember him.
How incredible to go from Mississippi to Yellowstone National Park.
He and two or three other friends of his, they drove for a summer to work up there in Yellowstone. He was an Eagle Scout.
Probably an old car, like a 1940s.
Well, that's what I'm thinking about. I was asking him about that. Imagine driving from Mississippi to Wyoming in the 1950s.
Yeah.
With no interstates, right?
And no...
interstates didn't come along until what, the 60s?
Yeah, you had Route 66 and then gravel roads from there after you got to Arizona.
I can't imagine driving that far on two lanes.
Straight air conditioning.
Stopping at every little town along the way.
Right.
Huh? All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday. Let's repeat our questions.
All right, sir. In ancient times, people would make popcorn by heating sand in a fire and then stirring kernels of popcorn in the hot sand.
And yelling, yabba yabba doo.
Yabba dabba doo. Is that true or false? And then which part of the banana is used to make banana oil?
Mm-hmm.
And what American city produces most of the egg rolls sold in grocery stores in the United States? In the United States. Those are all separate words. Is it Houston, Texas, New York, New York, San Francisco, or Los Angeles, California?
And the banana question was what again now?
Which part of the banana?
Uh-huh. How many parts are there?
I believe there are two parts.
Okay. So, I just want to make sure.
Which part of the banana is used to make banana oil?
All right.
Any other mocking there?
No. I'm just curious how many parts of we're talking about of a banana. Two parts.
I feel the mockery.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. JJ, are you going to bail me out, or are you just watching the wreck?
Here's what I've got. Where would you find the una corda, sostenuto, and damper? Where would you find the una corda?
Right behind your kidney.
Doc, I'm having some problem with my una corda. And when I move my shoulder this way, my sostenuto seems to want to go out. And then my damper's been flaring up. But only when it's raining, only when the humidity gets really high. Where would you find the una corda, sostenuto, and damper? That's the first question. Second question, true or false? The Latin word impeach literally means to steal fruit from the tree. Is that true or false? And then I'll add one, a Bible question. To what disciple did Jesus say, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed"? To which disciple did Jesus say, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed"?
I just want you to know how proud I am of you about that first question, that as you continue, we still don't know if the pronunciation's right or not, but you're much more confident with your delivery of it.
I'm getting a little more confident. Sostenuto.
It just rolls off the tongue
That's right.
All right, Trivia Friday, here are my riddles that are left. I guess I need to add one because a couple of them have been taken. All right, what is black when you get it, red when you use it, and white when you are all through with it? That's not that difficult.
Jim, you've been on a roll. Do you know the answer to that
one? I'm not sure about that one. I'll have to ponder it
for a while. Yeah, you're 100% so far.
All right, here's my other question. What can run but never walks? Has a mouth but never talks, has a head but never weeps, has a bed but never sleeps.
I know that one.
That's your second riddle. All right, let's get back to the phones.
All right, we're going to continue to talk, but a different Scott this time. He's in Arkansas. Scott, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Scott, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Doing great. Thanks for calling. Where are you listening in Arkansas?
I live in a little town called Alma, Arkansas, just right outside Fort Smith on Interstate 40.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Been there many times.
We went right through there. John Riley and I were up there with 8 Days of Hope helping out.
Yeah.
And we were right there in your...
Yeah, back in the spring last year when we had that big flood.
Yes, sir. Yeah, great area.
Yeah, that was a bad deal.
Are you listening to the which Poto station? Or which station you got there?
Yeah, I believe so, Poto, 91.7.
Yeah, what is that, 20 miles from you, 30 miles?
It's about 45.
45, okay. All right, well, what's your question?
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Scott?
I want to do both of them. I want to try your question, Tim, about the mouth that never speaks. And
okay, here it is. David, and then you can answer.
Scott.
What can run but never walks, has a mouth but never talks, has a head but never weeps, has a bed but never sleeps. What's the answer, Scott?
Would that be a river?
A river.
Yeah, nicely good done.
A river. A river.
Nicely very done.
Good job. Absolutely. You know, that
I get a lot of trivia questions. My 17-year-old daughter just loves trivia, and she's always coming up and asking me trivia questions. So
hey, that's
I get a
great.
Lot of them off y'all's show, and I ask her a lot of times when I go home.
Oh,
well,
good.
Hey, that's the way you learn right there. You got an inquisitive mind like your daughter. She'll benefit from that curiosity.
Yes, sir.
What is your question for us?
My question is, I've been in the transportation industry for about 24 years, and my question to y'all is, what is the legal limit of a fully loaded semi? How heavy can it be?
Right, hold on just a minute. Don't say anything, Scott. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. The legal limit of like an 18-wheeler?
Yeah.
At one time, I knew the answer to that because I had my Class A license. Unfortunately, that time has expired.
The Class A meaning a truck driver's license?
I had a full Class A license, yes, sir.
What is a regular license?
Class B? No, it's technically Class D here in Mississippi, but it's just a regular license, so there's not a class on it.
What? Okay.
Now, and the thing there is that denotes what you can, how heavy it is,
gotcha.
If it's a combination rig or what, you know, because you got Class A, B, and C, and so those define the classes by weight in most cases. But no, Scott, that's a great question.
Now, I've always heard, you know, well, you're rolling down there with 40,000 pounds. I've heard that 40,000 pound thing thrown out there. But then they couple some of the semis together, you know, like a 3/4 and 3/4 size, and you know that's going to be heavy.
I'm thinking somewhere around 52,000, but I'm probably wrong.
Let's go with Jim. He's the bus driver and truck driver among the professors.
Scott, what about it? We'll go 52,000 pounds.
The legal limit will surprise most people is 80,000 pounds.
Wow.
80,000 pounds?
They're very heavy, and people don't realize that you're talking, you know, 20 times what a car weighs. It's amazing how heavy they can be.
You know, no, I mean, those things, to be able to stop them, I mean, it's probably.
Hair's a nail. So that's why you want to pump your brakes when you're coming down the hill. And them folks that lives in them small towns and they get mad about Jake brakes, you think about that the next time you're thinking about 82,000 pounds rumbling through your town and the fella there's pumping the brakes to try to get her to stop. There's a reason he hits that Jake brake.
This is his last chance.
I'll tell you something.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Guys, you know where they're hauling the big right. pieces of equipment.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate your call, Scott.
I don't think we have time for another.
Y'all know what a Jake brake is? Where you hear that
Jake brake.
Right. When you hear a truck that's coming down a ramp and you're trying to just, you know, you want everything real peace and quiet and they're rolling.
Going,
then it takes the compression.
Oh, I've heard that. We've all heard
engine.
That.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what that
that's
is?
A Jake brake. So you have a lot of towns and they'll have no Jake brake allowed, like coming down a ramp where there's like a little nice gated community, you know, which I think doesn't bother me, but I guess apparently it bothers people
you know
to hear that.
These ramps, these uphill ramps that you see in mountainous areas.
Runaway truck ramp.
Yep.
Yeah.
Has sand and a little bit of a few barriers.
Has that ever been, I've just never seen, what are the chances? I've never seen one being used.
They're used especially in winter when the road gets slick and they might start to lose control. But, yeah, if their air brakes go out, they'll hit those in a heartbeat.
Interesting. All right, we shall take a break right here for news and be back in 5 minutes with more trivia / riddle.
/
Learning
University.
So we'll be back in 5 minutes.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.